This is Free Talk Live. You can take control via the phones if you make the call, 800-259-5791. That is 1-800-259-5791. A happy Thursday evening to you. Is Ian here with you?
You don't even know what day it is. You're clueless.
Yes.
Sandwich.
The only way I can really tell what day it is by what co-hosts we have. So if it's Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, and we don't have an extra co-host, just you and I, man, which
right.
So I kind of have to check myself on those days.
I can kind of understand that. Not for me. I just never know what day it is.
That's all right.
I wouldn't even know if somebody was sitting here. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Yes,
now, you can find out a lot about the Free State Project on their website. I mean, they have a very extensive website that's set up well. I like the big porcupine right there when you sign on.
Indeed, it is very nice. Check it out, freestateproject.org, and check our website out while you're at it. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got all kinds of cool stuff there, including the bulletin board system, which literally has over, I think, 900 users right now interacting, over 54,000 posts for you to surf around through, all totally free at freetalklive.com. It's been a rough week for me, man, which I've been getting up early a little bit here and there. We've got a friend who's in the hospital, so she's got like basically a gaping hole cut open in her.
Well, how do they keep her insides from coming out?
I don't know. I actually have not looked at this. I had to pick
best
her up.
Not to see it.
Right, I actually had to pick her up earlier this morning, and so I've actually had to get up earlier than normal. So if I seem a little bit loopy, that might be because I'm a little bit of a lack of sleep today, basically. But there's a lot going on with Free Talk Live, and obviously we're glad you're here. So, again, join us online, freetalklive.com. In fact, one of those things, a lot of things that's going on is emails have been coming in like crazy, and I haven't had a chance to open up like 20 of them. So we're going to get to some emails tonight, and also, of course, your calls if you make them, 1-800-259-5791. But I figured we would start with some interesting news, because about a week ago,
Now that you've teased your news, let me read a quote to you real quick.
Okay.
And then I want you to make some guesses. This is a presidential quote.
Oh, okay.
And,
I have a quote for you when we're done with this. Okay.
This president was asked for a welfare bill basically in a time of tragedy. You know, the government wanted to give people a bunch of money because a tragedy had happened or whatever. And the president vetoed this particular bill that, of course, the people wanted.
We know it wasn't George Bush.
And the people wanted it. Because it's easy to take from, it's the government's money. Let's take it, get it here, or whatever. You know, of course, that's the thing about democracy is you can vote away the richest people's money, the minority.
That's correct.
So it's easy to pass a bill. We should just say that anybody who makes more than has more than $400,000 in the bank, we take all the rest over that.
You can do it.
It'd be a great way to get a lot of money. Anyway.
Also be a great way to totally impoverish the nation.
It would, but I don't think people are looking at it that way.
Just want their damn check.
So anyway, this is what he said in his veto of this private welfare bill.
Okay. This mystery president.
Yes. I can find no warrant for such an appropriation in the Constitution, and I do not believe that the power and the duty of the general government ought to be extended to relief of individual suffering, which is no matter properly related to the public service or benefit. A prevalent tendency to disregard the limited mission of this power and duty should, I think, be steadfastly resisted, to the end that the lesson should be constantly enforced that though the people support the government should not support the people.
This guy couldn't have been within the last 20 years.
Now, I want you to first guess, is he a Democrat or Republican?
Before the Whig Party.
No, I'm giving you the
So it's one or the other.
Yes. Is he a Democrat or a Republican?
Since you asked that, I'm going to say Democrat.
He is a Democrat.
Okay, interesting.
But you're right. That's the good way to guess. By the way, people, if you're guessing on things and somebody gives you a question like that, why would he ask me otherwise? Take the least obvious one every time.
Right.
And the president's name is Grover Cleveland in 1887. Now, a Democrat in 1887 said,
no handouts.
No handouts. None. Sorry.
Boy, how the Democratic Party has changed, huh?
Yeah. Well, I think that's what did them in. I really do. I think the Democratic Party's done, and they just don't know it yet.
Yeah, you said
that. Still walking.
You said that a year or two ago.
I still believe it.
Right.
I don't think they're going to get. I think that the Republican Party is going to schism.
Well, who knows what's going to happen? I mean, anything could happen. It wasn't always the Republicans and Democrats, and I guarantee you it won't always be them either. So it's just a matter of when, I suppose.
Yep. So thanks for listening to my quote.
So here's my quote.
Yeah?
This one from the Advocates for Self-Government. They send out a biweekly email, which is just packed full of good stuff. Here it is. Government and the private sector have to coexist, but Republicans have shrunk the government until now it's not there at all.
The government disappeared?
Didn't you get the news flash? I mean, gosh, didn't you see the press release?
Is this the government that spent more than any other government has in any year previous that's disappeared?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. What kind of jackass does this person think I am? I mean, what kind of idiot am I? How stupid does he think I am? Well, I just assume it's a he.
No, yeah, it is a he. In fact, it's Barney Frank from Massachusetts. And again, this isn't a...
Barney Fife's more like it.
Yeah, this isn't a show, by the way, that focuses on political personalities. But when they say something like this, you got to bring him some sort of attention because that's just so outrageous. Let me go on here. That stunning quote comes from powerful liberal U.S. Congressman Barney Frank from Massachusetts in a profile published last weekend in the Boston Globe magazine. What? The Republicans have abolished the U.S. government? Hold on. Before you call the missing governments department or break out the champagne, check the U.S. budget.
Do we have a missing governments department? We'd spend millions to create a missing government department.
Yes. Put you in charge of it, man.
That's right. I'd love to be a bureaucrat. Just sit around.
Cheese.
I would smoke a cigar and I'd pat,
come in for 2 hours
pat
a day.
The gals on the butts. And I would be a great bureaucrat in charge.
The Republican-controlled Congress has given us a record budget increases and the biggest social spending increases since the New Deal. That's a big, I mean, that's a big statement right there.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention a trillion-dollar deficit. So, yes, the government is definitely still there. Bigger than ever, and growing like kudzu, thanks to the free spending... I hope I pronounced that right.
It's kudzu.
Kudzu. The free spending GOP majority. Representative Frank's outlandish...
Can we talk about kudzu briefly?
Yeah, sure.
Kudzu has a...
Like a bonsai tree or something? Or what?
Kudzu is a creeping vine, and it's all over the interstates, where, you know, in Florida and Georgia, everywhere I drive, you know, in the southeast, it seems like kudzu is just over everything.
Hmm.
This wasn't the way it was when I was a kid. Everything wasn't covered in kudzu.
Interesting.
I think we're all going to die.
And is it
a
kudzu conspiracy?
It could be. The government could be feeding the kudzu plants.
Get your kudzu protection pills.
We need to. Yeah, that would be great if we would have had those to sell.
Representative Frank's outlandish quote follows on the heels of an eerily similar and equally ludicrous quote from Tom DeLay, which is a Republican in the House. So you've got this quote that we just read from the Democrat, and then a couple weeks ago we told you about this other Republican that said, Republicans have done a stellar job of slashing the federal spending during the past decade. In fact, they've done such a good job, we just can't cut it down any further. In fact, the arch-conservative New Hampshire Union Leader newspaper called that the lie of the year. So what's going on here, asks the Advocates. Why are leading Republican and Democratic politicians alike ballyhooing such an obvious falsehood? Here's one guess. The truth is, for all practical purposes, there are little or no differences between the two older parties, especially at a national level.
Yeah.
In daily practice, both are the parties of mega-government. Both favor massive government control over the economy and our personal lives.
Yes, they do.
Both of them favor worldwide U.S. military and political involvement and the internal affairs of other nations. Yep. And both tend to view the U.S. Constitution as little more than a museum piece, with some historical significance, but little relevance to the day-to-day process.
Absolutely what they
of
think.
Modern government. So there you go. So they're working together. They're working together to make you think that the Republicans are busy slashing government and the Democrats are busy holding the line, when in fact they're both making government huge. More
fast as they can.
You take control. 1-800-259-5791. Lawrence is coming up talking about Free Talk Live on cell phones. More coming back. Take control. I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know there is an easy and inexpensive way for you to look and feel better in less than 30 days? You can lose excess weight, have more energy, sleep better, and be mentally on top of your game without even trying. This is not about vitamins or the latest nutritional wonder product. We've all had enough of those. I'm talking about God's pure whole food. When you consume them, you look and feel better automatically. And thanks to URI International, you don't have to endure tasteless food or the expense and hassle of juicing. Using biblical farming standards and 21st century technology, URI grows, harvests, and prepares God's whole foods in pure powder form to protect and lock in their nutrients. URI ships this powder from the farm right to your doorstep, so you can conveniently consume it either in delicious drinks or veggie caps. Don't wait any longer to look and feel your best. Click the bright orange and white URI banner at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 888-224-7416. That's 888-224-7416.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business in the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control 1-800-259-5791. That's 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
The Thursday night edition. And as always, anything goes.
It's a good thing it's a Thursday night edition.
Why?
Because if we were doing the Wednesday night edition on Thursday night, we'd be all messed up.
Thank goodness. So also, you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of good stuff there for you. And check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. We have dozens of ladies that have taken the time to actually have a photo taken of themselves, proving that they listen to Free Talk Live. And the way they do this is usually by creating some sort of a handmade sign or a piece of paper that they write Free Talk Live or FTL or I Love Manwich or something like that on the sign, and they show it off in the photo. That way we know for sure that they are who they say they are. And so therefore, we put them on our website on the Shrine of Female Listeners. So check it out for yourself. It's not a beauty contest, ladies. Ladies of all shapes, sizes, colors, ages are participating. It's the Shrine of Female Listeners. FreeTalkLive.com. With that, we go to the phones to the fun. To Lawrence in California. Lawrence, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know that as of now, your listeners can get podcasts of Free Talk live and listen to them over their cell phones.
Now, how is this?
Well, this is through our VMail product. It's a speak email product available on 15 of the U.S. carriers, including Verizon and Alltel.
So are you promoting your product now?
No.
Go ahead. You get one plug. That's it. And then you can buy advertising.
Well, I'm letting you know that this is something that your listeners...
Is it free?
Yes.
Well,
so now how would our listeners get this free service?
Wait, the service, they would have to be users of the VMail service, which they have to subscribe to.
So it's included, as opposed to free.
Here's what I want you to do. It sounds interesting, Lawrence, and we're always looking for new ways for our listeners to get their hands on our show. So I want you to email me with all the details and tell me how we can work together on this one, all right?
All right.
Anything else on your mind?
No, just enjoy your show. And
cool. Well, we're glad to
have you. Toss your website out there real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
Quickly, toss website.
Website, voicegenesis.com.
All right, now you got to email me, and we'll talk further. Thanks, dude. 800-259-5791. Hey, if we can expand without... I don't want our listeners to have to pay a lot of money, though, so we'll see.
You know.
We'll see.
They'll tell us.
All right, so we were talking about this crazy quote from, I don't know, what was Barney Frank. Barney Frank and Tom DeLay.
It's just funny just to hear Barney Frank and his quote.
Yeah, Barney Frank and Tom DeLay, one of them is a Republican, the other one is a Democrat, and they both pretty much kind of backed one another up on just totally insane quotes. Tom DeLay is a Republican saying that, "We have slashed government back so far. We've taken a machete to the tall grass of government and sliced it down to the base. It can't go any further. I'm sorry, I've asked people..." He said this. He said, "I've asked people to tell me where we could cut it back more, and no one can come up with any ideas."
Fire your lazy butt is the first thing I would do. Let's just get rid of... Let's cut all the congresspeople's pay down to part-time wages, so these guys can't get rich. Secondly, let's make the lobby, you know, make it almost impossible for lobbyists to speak to congresspeople. Mm-hmm. These people do not represent the American people. That's they true. Only represent separating the American people from their money. Next, let's get rid of any agency that begins with a bunch of initials and that has to do with the federal government.
So anybody who considers themselves a small government person and is still on this Republican train, what are you thinking at this point?
You know, I was hearing Michael Medved's dumb butt today talking about, honk, honk, third parties are a bunch of clowns, honk, honk,
losertarians.
He's just such an idiot. Are you telling me you're a small government, you believe in small government, and you believe the crap that the Republican Party is in? This is it, man. This is the biggest year ever. And you believe these people about small government? How frickin' gullible are you?
I don't know, man.
I mean, they gave that crap to me for 10 years. I believed it for 10 years. Michael Medved must have been believing it for the last 30, though.
But you weren't even really paying attention.
I paid attention and cared. I didn't know what else to do.
Oh, okay. You kept putting up with it. You knew in advance, but you didn't know what else to do.
It wasn't putting up with it. You know what? The Republicans, to my mind, weren't in charge. The Republicans really haven't been in charge since the beginning of
100%
in charge. 4 years. Now they're in charge of the House, the Senate, and in charge of the White House.
Yeah, and they've pretty much taken over the Supreme Court as well.
Yep. Show me the small government now. I mean, we did everything that these liars, these evil liars told us to do. We put them all in office.
Right.
Show me the small government now, you lying jerks.
It is small. We can't cut it back any further.
No, don't lie to me some more. Cut back the government this time. Stop telling the lies. Do the work.
Amazing.
They spent more than they ever have.
And then you have this
And that's
Democrat.
Not even including Iraq. If you take Iraq out of the equation, they've still spent more than they ever have.
Right. And Iraq makes it like three times as much.
You take Katrina and Iraq out. The government still spent more than it's
on
ever
social
spent
services
before.
And that sort
before.
Of thing. Yeah, absolutely. Old George Bush has increased the size of government at a clip that only Bill Clinton could have dreamed of. Bill Clinton seems like a small government conservative dream, wet dream in comparison to George Bush. At least Bill Clinton knew how to write veto. I mean, George Bush hasn't seen a bill come across his desk he doesn't like.
Yep.
How can these people make these claims and anybody who's paying a modicum of attention take them seriously?
It's baffling to me.
Is there any... this is why I hate politics. I hate it. I wish I didn't have to be involved, Manwich, but with this kind of deception going on, with these kind of lies, how can you sit on the sidelines and let this go on and not stand up and say something about it? So, Barney Frank stood up and he said, these Republicans, they've cut the government back. I don't even see it anymore. Where'd the government go? So he's backing them. He's backing them up. They're all helping one another out. They're all scratching each other's backs, log rolling, pork barreling, whatever you want to call it. It's a good old boy system on both sides of the so-called aisle. Does anybody out there really think that the Republicans are fighting for smaller government?
And you know,
seriously,
the thing is you know what? This is what Medved says. Medved says, well, you know, you shouldn't be starting your own party out there. You should be working within the Republican Party to see small government, just like Barry Goldwater did and just like Ronald Reagan did.
Well, Barry Goldwater never got elected. And Ronald Reagan increased
Ronald
the size
Reagan
of government by about 69% over 8 years.
So he's one of the liars. He's the frickin' problem.
It's possible he told the truth and then forgot.
He did seem to do that a lot.
1-800-259-5791. So one of the reasons why people are so clueless when it comes to things political is because they're also not only are they getting dishonesty from the Republicans and Democrats, but they're also getting dishonest reporting. They're also, when the news is reporting on what these liars are doing, the news doesn't even bother to question the liars.
No.
The news just...
Where's the journalism?
They just parrot off the press releases.
Yep. Says here, the government says that such and such and such and such is true and happened.
Today the government reported that blah, 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 blah. We didn't bother to check any facts prior to bringing this to you.
Thanks.
That's how it goes.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Then nobody asks the tough questions anymore, like we were just asking.
Yep.
So we're going to come back, and actually we're going to, with the Center for Small Government, dissect a news report. And we're going to find out exactly how this big government bias, it's not a liberal, not a conservative bias, it's a big government bias, creeps into our news. More coming back. Free Talk Live. Take control. 800-259-5791.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Honking horns and reckless drivers. It's enough to inspire mental mayhem in Mad Max. But before you put on that leather jacket, I've got a detour to Easy Street when I come back. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Pick up a tornado today at Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, and other fine parts stores. Or visit TornadoAir.com. If road rage has you seeing red, even at green lights, maybe it's time for you to stop your aggression and proceed to Easy Street. That's E-A-S-Y. E, emotions. Get a hold of them. If you've had a rotten day, leave it at the curb. A, avoid eye contact with fellow drivers if you're in a bad mood. Staring just escalates incidents into confrontations. S, slow yourself down. Your car will follow. And Y, yield. Give the other guy a break. Could be you'll get one when you need it. In any case, remember, Raging Down Fury Freeway is a one-way street to a dead end, and that's one toll road you don't want to ride. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. You can take control of the airwaves if you want to. If not, we'll bring up what we want. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich,
800-259-5791. And join us online at freetalklive.com. Where we get all kinds of good stuff, including the archives. Last 6 days of the show, as a matter of fact, Manwich, right there on the front page of the website. There's no hunting around. You don't have to put down a credit card number. You don't have to create an account. It's just right there on the front page.
You know, what's so different about that from regular other radio shows is they all charge you money. There's a subscription
pretty
service
much
to be able to be a backdoor or an insider or a backdoor man or whatever the heck the term
right
is that each of these people use. They've all got their thing, you know.
We don't do it that way.
It costs generally $4, $5, $6.
We actually want you to listen to our show,
mm-hmm,
so we give it away at freetalklive.com. So
I know I've never paid these people to be a subscriber, so I guess maybe I'm just too cheap.
I did it once.
Did you?
Yeah.
You liked it. You liked that guy, though.
Yeah, I did. All right, so you can, again, go get the archives at freetalklive.com. In fact, we don't stop at 6 days. If you scroll down past day six, you'll find a link to our friends at downloadradio.org, and they'll provide you with literally months' worth of the show. All of it is on the house, all for free, freetalklive.com. So we were talking about the media. First, we were talking about these outlandish quotes from one Republican guy in the House and another Democrat guy,
mm-hmm,
in the House, basically backing one another
up. Democrats and Republicrats, all the same thing.
They're all the same. They were both, the Republican claimed, we've cut government so far back, we can't cut it back any further. And the Democrat says, the Republicans have cut government so far, I don't even know if we have government anymore.
Government disappeared last night.
I'm not embellishing these quotes either.
No.
I mean, I'm just paraphrasing them. That's how outrageous they were. That's how outrageously untrue, blatantly false these quotes were. So we kind of threw out there the idea that these people aren't even questioned by the media. I mean, when I say the media, I mean mostly television media, but I mean most of the talk radio industry wouldn't question these
newspapers
guys either. Newspapers. All these so-called journalists never ask the right questions. In fact, most of them just kind of turn over press releases from the government. If the government releases a press release, they just reword it a little bit and throw it out
there.
I
feel like television's really gone to crap as far as journalism goes.
Oh, yeah.
The thing is that, you know, you've got all these people saying, I'm going to be a broadcast journalist, which means I'm pretty,
yeah,
and I like people to look at me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like being a movie star, but I can kind of do it every day. And sorry, that doesn't cut the mustard. Not very good. Newspapers have become so swollen with advertising that they couldn't possibly imagine rocking the boat. I'm sorry. I think that the ad venues, if it's not on the internet, it's just a bunch of crap to me.
No doubt about it. Well, here is something from the Center for Small Government. They're going to present some excerpts from a Boston Globe article, followed by a small government analysis of each excerpt. It's going to illustrate how a seemingly objective news story can be easily used to advance big government. The article alleges that Massachusetts initiative petitioners are using a bait-and-switch tactics in their collection of signatures for a proposed ban on same-sex marriage. Let's take a closer look at this claim. The article said, quote, some voters have written letters complaining about signature gathering to the editor in local newspapers, while others have contacted the Globe and other media directly. Small government analysis? The Globe doesn't cite a single case of a voter sending a complaint about a signature gathering to the Attorney General's or Secretary's office, where it might have been had some hope of being scrutinized for legitimacy. Rather, the cases discussed in this article were reported to the media. where they're subject to the same level of scrutiny that the Globe affords complaints against any issue that they favor, like almost none. The Boston Globe says this in their article, quote, "Much of the complaints fit the same pattern. Shoppers at supermarkets and stores such as Walmart say that after signing a separate petition to allow beer and wine sales in grocery stores, they were asked to sign the gay marriage measure." Small government analysis. People were being asked to sign a petition that was properly identified as a gay marriage measure? No evidence is offered that the petition was misidentified, so what's the problem here? What are you reporting on, anyway? Boston Globe. With little or sometimes no explanation, these petitions were offered. Small government analysis. Oh, now I see the problem. It's like when I buy a soft drink at a convenience store. It really irks me when the clerk neglects to give me a 5-minute tutorial on the chemical contents of Coca-Cola.
Yeah, I don't know these things.
He just assumes that I know what I'm putting into my body. Sure sounds like grounds for taking Coke off the market to me. Boston Globe. Quote, "Perhaps everything is flawless out there and no one with a profit motive is doing anything illegal," according to one of the legislators in the state, Legislator Augustus.
Well, perhaps everything's flawless there in Washington, D.C., and none of the politicians are doing anything illegal either.
Indeed.
I think that this is a great, they're making a great argument for getting rid of the politicians.
Absolutely. Here's the small government analysis on that one. Representative Augustus implies that profit motives are suspect. Unlike big government legislators from the city of Worcester, like himself, which, of course, he is a veritable paragon of virtue.
Absolutely.
Unlike those people searching for profit. Oh, you better watch out for them.
Yeah.
Boston Globe, quote, "But it seems to me that if there are these press reports around the state and all this other evidence, let's look into it," said Representative Augustus. Well, if the media says it's an issue, Augustus believes the legislature needs to jump on it and act now. Sure doesn't hurt his standing as a media darling to respond to their command.
Sure doesn't.
Nor does it hurt his standing to legitimize their so-called press reports. And so there's a little bit of an example as how what appeared to be just a normal article about politics is actually heavily slanted towards big government.
Absolutely.
And this happens all over the place.
You know, they don't even write for themselves.
Mm-mm.
They won't question the government.
When will we get to the point where we have a real newspaper? And there are a few of them out there. St. Petersburg Times, I think, the Union Leader up in New Hampshire. I mean, they're scattered across, maybe Orange County Register out in California.
The Yuma Sun we read last night.
Yuma Sun. They're out there. But, man, overwhelmingly, 98% of journalists out there are laughable. It's a joke. They're not real journalists. They're just people that repeat stuff they're told. And that's terrible. There's no critical thinking going on. When the government presents its case, when the government presents its story, it's accepted as hallowed fact.
As though they'd have no reason to lie.
And gosh,
they don't
want
to take our money away from us.
It's real easy. I mean, it makes your job easier as a journalist, really.
Sure it does.
I mean, if the government releases a press release and all you really have to do is just put your, plug it into your newspaper, figure out a place to put it, without really having to do much changing to it, gosh, takes all the work and effort out of journalism, doesn't it?
Well, there is the fitting it into the sizing of it,
right.
The article. You got to figure that out. You got to know where to put it and make the other articles, fit around it.
I mean, it is just like child's play. This journalism, I've seen better journalism at high school newspapers. Really?
Yeah.
1-800-259-5791. Let's talk, Manwich, about the story you have. It's another eminent domain story.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's from Florida, and I'm not sure exactly where, but there's 6,000 people. I don't even know if I have any of these statistics correct, but there are a bunch of people that are looking at being displaced by this eminent domain situation. It's happening in Florida. It's like a repeat of what's been going on up in Connecticut. We're going to get you the details on that coming up. And, of course, your calls if you make them. 1-800-259-5791. And still looking for somebody that thinks these politicians, these Republicans, are actually trying to cut government. Do you really believe this? Is there anyone out there? I'll give you plenty of airtime. I just want to understand you.
Yep. How about one of the Republicans or Democrats? Just call,
yeah,
you can call
right.
In.
Like they're going to call in. 800-259-5791.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call Lays Med at 702-953-0267 today.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Used topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burned skin, rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com. And for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. You can take control of the airwaves if you want to. 800-259-5791. Otherwise, we talk about what we want. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Thursday night edition here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, as always. We do it 6 nights a week, Monday through Saturday from 8 till 10 o'clock. So join us. And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got updates. So whenever there's something to announce about the show, some sort of news that you need to know about, it comes straight to your email box if you're on the updates list, and you can get on it for free, of course. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. That is updates.freetalklive.com. So, Manwich, did you pull up the info on the Florida situation?
Yes, I do. I've got it right here.
Eminent domain being used again. And it's being used around the country. So, of course, as we come across the stories, we'll bring it to you here.
This is from the Washington Times. Florida's Riviera Beach is a poor, predominantly black coastal community that intends to revitalize its economy by using eminent domain, if necessary, to displace about 6,000 local residents and build a billion-dollar waterfront yachting and housing complex. This is a community that is in dire need of jobs, which has a median income of less than $19,000 a year, said Riviera Beach Mayor Michael Brown.
Median, by the way, means half of the population makes over $19,000, mm-hmm. Half makes under $19,000.
Yes. So that's an important one as opposed to average. Yeah.
Which can be heavily affected by people that make a lot of money.
People that make a lot of money.
Okay.
Okay. Riviera Beach, Michael Brown, he defends the use of eminent domain by saying the city is using tools that have been available to government for years to bring communities like ours to the out of economic doldrums and the trauma centers. Apparently, the community is in the trauma center.
Okay.
Mr. Brown and said Riviera Beach was doing what the city of New London, Connecticut is trying to do and what the U.S. Supreme Court said is proper in its ruling June 23rd in the Kelo versus City of New London case that we have reported on here.
Don't you love how the Kelo case just allows these bureaucrats to puff up and, look at us, we're doing what's okay by the law.
Yes.
Boy, are we okay.
We're good people.
We're A-okay.
It doesn't matter whether we're taking people's homes.
By force, at gunpoint.
Yep. You know, and it's one thing, the Constitution is clear that you can take people's property as if you compensate them fairly, if the project is for public use.
By the way, I don't agree with that, but the Constitution does say it.
It does say it, and one can certainly one can argue both sides of this. One cannot argue public good, which is what the Supreme Court ruled in the Kelo case, which was that the city of New London can take people's homes so that they can sell those homes to
a private corporation
who they're going to get more tax money off of.
And they claim
that's not the public
that's a good
use.
Thing. They claim that that's it. I mean, that's just them claiming it's a good idea.
You're right.
Well, I disagree. I think it's a terrible idea.
I disagree that it's a good idea for the local government to get more taxes, and I disagree that they should have that option anyway. Even if it does bring more taxes, that doesn't mean it's for public use.
By the way, since you mentioned the more taxes aspect of all this, in New London now, they're talking about, there's like one company that's kind of thinking about pulling out, I guess, and they're not too comfortable with the idea of going forward with this.
Mm-hmm.
So now the city is saying, well, we'll give you the property for $1 a year. How are you going to get taxes out of that?
It's baffling. Now, they're taking these people's property away.
Yeah.
They're not compensating them the fair market value. They were, according to the gentleman, what was his name, Van?
A fraction of fair market value. Bill Van Winkle.
Van Winkle. He said that it was like 60% of the home's value in 1996.
Yeah.
Now, he hasn't gotten the rate. They haven't raised the offer or anything like that. In 1996, it was insultingly low. And now...
Now it's a slap in the face.
Yeah, now it won't cover the taxes.
Right.
So, I don't understand where they think they get off on this. And people...
They must
say,
get off on it, though, I tell you. These people seem to really enjoy taking people's property.
They do.
It's really disgusting. Continue with Riviera Beach. I want to hear more. Riviera Beach, where they're going to take people's homes to build a multi-billion dollar, some sort of a...
Now eminent domain is affecting people who have never had to deal with it before and who have and who have political connections, Mr. Brown said. But if we don't use this power, cities will die. So what is
Please
a city?
Die.
Somebody
Please.
Made a. Somebody took a line, drew a big circle around a line around some land and called it a city. And now it's going to die.
Wait a minute.
It's just ground. How does it die?
You mean the trees are maybe the trees will die if
the
we don't have eminent domain. The little bears. And
what they mean is their organization, the city government, is going to atrophy to some extent.
Yeah, good.
They're not going to be able to grow their government and use force on people more.
Yeah, well,
take more of their tax money.
Well, if we put a stop to this, if people stand up and refuse to allow their property to be taken at gunpoint, if they literally defend it with force, then you're right. They will shrivel up and die. And I say it's about damn time that that happens. You worthless bureaucrats, you add nothing to our lives.
Mm-hmm.
You give us nothing. No product, no service, nothing. Bureaucrats do zip, zero, zilch for the city. They do nothing for productivity.
One of the residents here insists that she and her husband will fight the loss of their 80-year home in Riviera Beach. This is a very racially mixed... very racially mixed area that is also very stable, she said. But no one seems to care. Riviera Beach needs economic redevelopment. But there's got to be another way. In the Kelo ruling, a divided...
Yeah, it's an easy, by the way, solution. You just let it happen.
You get the government out of it.
Yeah, you get the government out of it.
Get the local government out of it.
And if somebody wants to come open a business, they'll have to buy up the land on their own.
Mm-hmm. You know, cities have found a great way of revitalizing areas. They... rebate or completely do away with the property taxes in those areas.
Man, I'll tell you what, that would make me buy some extra property if that happened.
800 and run businesses on it.
Yep.
Can you imagine running your business with the tax breaks?
1-800-259-5791. So the only way to save civilization is to get the government out.
Got taxes?
Forget the cities. Let them die. More coming back. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. We've actually got a city planner who emailed us, man, which you'll love this. Coming up.
Janet from JLS Research has been preparing a revolutionary new product. Listeners have been having tremendous success with no BO. Now, Janet would like to introduce to you her new products, like the Sweet Smell of Success Lotion Bar. Lotion bars are simply a lotion made into a solid bar rather than a liquid. You guys that are opposed to lotion bottles, this handmade bar is just for you. The ladies will also enjoy these lotion bars because of the four oils found in them are considered excellent for all skin types. Best of all, the lotion bars come in fragrances designed both for the ladies and the guys. Also new is the Sweet Smell of Success Handmade Body Soap. This body soap contains no preservatives, detergents, fillers, or chemicals, nor is made with any animal fat. And the skin feels absolutely wonderful. Try the No-BO Deodorant Lotion Bar and the Handmade All-Natural Soap and enjoy the Sweet Smell of Success today by calling toll-free 1-888-881-NO-BO. That's 1-888-881-6626. Or visit no-bo.com today.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardavite? Cardavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardavite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control if you want. 800-259-5791. Bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
1-800-259-5791. And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com where you can cast your vote for the show. In fact, you can go straight to vote.freetalklive.com. That is vote.freetalklive.com. If you have yet to do so this month, we need your vote. We're currently the number one podcast in the world. That's out of over 7,000 different podcasts. We're number one.
Yeah.
Thanks to your votes. Thanks to those few hundred of you that have actually gone so far this month to vote.freetalklive.com.
But we need more votes.
Of course.
Yeah, we do.
This goes on all month long.
It does. And, you know, the winner of this little competition gets about 700-something votes. We've got about 300.
That's right.
So we need to double, more than double our votes that we've currently got.
So if you've already voted, we definitely appreciate it. But don't stop there. Tell some friends about the show. I mean, share Free Talk Live with as many people as you think might be interested in it. And even if you don't think they'd be interested, you never know.
We've been contacted by some very large media groups that want to do stories on podcasting, and it's completely as a result of the votes that we've gotten.
We've had international press coverage.
Yes, absolutely. The London Financial Times.
All of it is from you, though, for going and voting for us at vote.freetalklive.com. So we appreciate it in advance.
These are just the ones that we've heard about, you know, that we got back. We probably got mentioned articles we don't even know about.
Probably right. Hey, this one came in from Chris. He is a city planner, or he wants to be. So maybe we can save him from his chosen career. He says, hey, because he seems like a nice guy. He says, hey, guys, hope all is well. I was listening to the podcast version of your show at work, and I heard you bring up the New London, Connecticut case. I am a city planning major in college, and I wanted to share my views on this. Most of my professors support the New London position.
Sure they do.
That's not a shocker. They feel that a municipality should be allowed ultimately to do whatever it wants within its jurisdiction.
Should they be able to take the citizens, line them up, and shoot them? If it's the best thing for everybody.
You'll have to ask Chris that.
The thing is that's the point. A person is their property. I mean, to a large extent, that is what they are. And, sure. You know, if you accumulate all this stuff and then somebody and a municipality can just take it away mm-hmm. and tell you what the price is that they're willing to pay, I'm sorry. That's wrong.
And
anywhere you came from. Your mom told you it was stealing, man, so don't steal.
And what is a municipality but just a bunch of people?
Yeah, it is. It's just a bunch of people. So if you get together with a bunch of people, you can take other people's crap without asking them?
The ultimate question is, how many people does it take? I mean, if I get together, if I point a gun at you, man, which and say, I'm taking your house, it's for the public good. That's outrageous.
Robbery. It's robbery.
It's robbery. You'd have an absolute right to pull your own gun and plug me in the head for doing something.
I agree
like that.
Completely.
But if I got together with Torgo, our Friday night co-host, and Torgo and I, because he's pretty big. I mean, he's much bigger than I, and he's intimidating. If both of us got together and we both pointed guns at you, would it be okay for us to take your property?
No, it would just be two guys.
What if I had 10? What if I had a posse of 10 people come and say, man, which we've decided, we're people that live in your neighborhood, actually. We have decided that your house is blighted. And the neighborhood and the entire city that we live in would be better off without you or your house here. We're going to take it from you, all 10 of us.
And you're going to have a big old court fight.
So the question is, how many people?
Yeah,
2,500? 5,000?
It really shouldn't matter.
Well, I mean, what? It's if 2 million people? How many people's consent makes it okay to steal somebody's property? If you have an answer to that, 1-800-259-5791. We're going to continue Chris, the soon-to-be city planner's email, because he has some thoughts on eminent domain. We'll do that coming up in hour number two. And, of course, take your calls. If you make them, 1-800-259-5791. This is your show, Free Talk Live. So take control.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.